ice age. Just such a combination of factors would have happened right after the flood, essentially caused by the flood. By the way, that's the flood mentioned back in Genesis.
For more on the foundational principles set forth in Genesis, visit us on the web at www.icr.org.
You're listening to The Light, KLYT Albuquerque, Santa Fe. Rebroadcast on KNKT Cannon Air Force Base, K201CC Las Cruces, K228DQ Portales, and worldwide at KLYT.FM. From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, I want to thank Jim Williams for filling in last week. Jim kind of filled the seat all week while I was out. Jim, of course, you can typically hear on Mondays, ABQ Connect. And coming up next Monday, actually, he'll be talking with New Mexico Dream Center. If you're not familiar with that ministry, I encourage you to be tuned in and find out what they're doing to combat human trafficking in our community. And if it's something that you think, well, that happens somewhere else, you really need to be tuned in because it's happening right here in our backyard. Another thing that's happening, good things happening, a counseling techniques class is getting underway at Calvary Church this Thursday night at 6:30. It's free to attend, and we'd love to have you out there. You know, listen, regardless of whether you go to Calvary Church, another church, or no church, this is something you want to show up for and be part of this study at Calvary Church, Counseling Techniques. And again, that's this Thursday night at 6:30. Another class, which in the second segment of today's show, we'll go into more details about this class that's coming up that I would strongly encourage you to find out more about. It's going to be Mondays for 9 weeks in a row starting June 17th. It's a life course called Biblical Citizenship. And like the class on counseling, this is free of charge. And it's an opportunity for you to really do some soul searching, some good thinking, and get equipped as we head into an election year. So between now and November, a great opportunity. This class will go, I believe, up to about August 12th. And again, whether you're a regular attendee at Calvary Church or another church or no church, it's important that you cover some of the content that'll be available in this course. And with me in studio, the facilitators of that course, Rick and Cater Zemke, thanks so much for taking the time. Cater, get right up to, or bring that mic to you. You wanted about that. There you go. Welcome you guys into studio. So much, you guys, it's like having family in studio.
Thank you, Steve.
I've known you guys a little while.
Yeah, just a little while.
A few years, yes.
You have a beautiful family. I know your boys, you've got how many grandkids now?
Six. One in the oven.
There you go. Congratulations.
Our latest is due about the middle of next month.
Now, for those who don't know Rick and Cater Zemke, I want them to get to know you a little bit. You were business people here in New Mexico. What was your business essentially?
Electrical and mechanical construction, and we worked, Gardner Zemke was the name, and we worked in 12 western states. The company actually is still going under the leadership of my younger brother.
Okay. Now you've retired from that.
But about 8 years ago now.
But I hesitate to say retired because
I left it. Government contracting. I'm very pleased to be away from it.
Yeah. You're far from not working.
Correct.
Both Rick and Cater have kept busy being the hands and feet of Jesus, quite honestly, to see the work that you've both done. I'll start with you, Rick. What are some of the things that you've done since being freed up from the business?
Well, one of the things that Cater has been actively involved with for 15-plus years is Billy Graham chaplaincy. And that's it's called the Rapid Response Team, where she has gone out many, many times, really from coast to coast, from California wildfires to tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, things like that on the East Coast and in the Northwest, Texas, mainly the Gulf Coast. And I was the sender for many, many years because I just couldn't get away from work. So when I did retire, I was able to join her. And since then, we have become chaplain coordinators for Billy Graham, where we're sent out to coordinate those chaplains that are coming in to serve out in the field.
Okay. Now, is that connected with IFOC?
No.
Okay.
No.
But that's another thing you've done, Cater.
Yes, definitely.
For those not familiar, International Fellowship of
Chaplains. Yes. And that started actually here at Calvary, really. Les Palmer was a pastor here.
That's right. He's in heaven.
Was my mentor, yes.
Yeah.
And he brought the training here, and it's still going on. We just had one. Back in March or April.
Yeah.
So it's still happening. We're still having chaplains out of those classes work in the community. It's been great.
Okay, so at the beginning of this segment, I mentioned the life course, Biblical Citizenship, that's coming up Monday, June 17th. That's a Monday night at 6:30. It'll be the first course of a 9-week course, free of charge. What drew you towards a class like this? I'll throw that to either one of you.
I'll start with the answer. First of all, we love our country. We love our family, our church. And we see God's hand in the founding of this country. I mean, the more we research, especially nowadays, the better we understand, the more we know about the founding and the founding documents and our founders themselves. The more we see God's hand in the creation of this country and our founding documents, biblical principles all through it, and the Bible used is one of the main documents to refer to for the creation of the Constitution, the Declaration. So,
yeah, you kind of have to have a God somewhere at work, probably, when a ragtag army takes on the greatest army in the world, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are so many. The more you look, there are so many instances of divine providence where God has rescued us from just thousands of different things as you look at our history.
Yeah. Yeah. And history is important, isn't it, Rick? I mean,
absolutely.
One of the things, as you're saying that, I was actually thinking of something not so American, but it was Allies related in World War II. When I went to go see, and I'm pretty up to snuff on history, I somehow missed the whole story of Dunkirk. I didn't understand what that was about. And when I saw that, had the Allies, the English, not gotten 300,000 troops out of France, that part of World War II, that could have changed the course of the world we live in today.
Yes.
And when I see that, I pretty much make the assumption the hand of providence is at play there. Right. And like it is in those other areas early in our country's history, and between now and then. Cater, maybe it's a similar answer, but what drew you to an area like this where you're encouraging people to be involved?
Reliving civics class.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so long ago, and I just, listening to this course, when we first watched it, I was like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. And, you know, I mean, that was so long ago. And in high school, I mean, I just wanted to have fun. You know, girls just want to have fun. So I never really paid attention to, and now being a Christian made it make more sense to me that it's so important that we know about how this whole thing plays out with government and we the people, which it's been reversed lately. And so that's what, I mean, it'll fire you up, that class will.
Well, and we're going to go into more details about what's going to be taught in the class. We're actually already at the end of our first segment. That's how it works. You turn around and it's gone. So when we come back, we'll be very deliberate to go into some of what to expect in the curriculum, some of the why it's so important that people consider this this course and the curriculum. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Rick and Cater Zemke right after this on ABQ Connect. All right, thanks for joining us. Hey, the second half of the show today, we're going to re-air a segment from Focus on the Family talking about evangelicals and elections on this election day. If you haven't gotten out to vote yet, let me encourage you to do that. And here's a great question for those teaching the biblical citizenship class. Rick and Cater Zemke in studio with us. If someone's not registered to vote, could they register today and vote today?
Boy, I wish Jenny Culver was with me, but I believe they can. I think.
Well, here's what I do know:
rules have changed for same day voting.
If you're an independent, you can register today to be a Democrat or a Republican to vote in the primary. So I would think if you're not sure, go to the polls.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Ask if you can register to vote, because just knowing that, I would think that you probably can. If you can go from independent to being registered as a Republican or a Democrat today, then if you're not registered, I imagine.
I know same-day voting is a big deal in New Mexico. It changed over the last several years. It didn't used to be the case forever, but yes, I believe that's the case.
Okay, so let's get back to this biblical citizenship course. It's starting June 17th at 6:30 that Monday night, and it'll go for 9 Monday nights in a row. It's a no-cost opportunity to get some education about biblical citizenship. So, Rick, I think you're the one with the curriculum in front of you. I'll throw it to you. What kind of things? Well, and actually, before we get to that, why is this important? I'm going to try to fish it out of you. You know where I'm going. What would have happened maybe 4 years ago, or even in more recent local elections, the evangelical vote really had the impact that it could have?
Well, the statistics I heard just the other day is that 50%, only 50% of Christians are even registered to vote.
Yeah.
And of that, I heard 20-something percent, maybe up to 25% possibly, actually do vote. So 75% of Christians, people who call themselves, consider themselves Christians, are actually not voting. And by not voting, you're giving your vote away to people who most likely do not agree with you, with policies being enacted that most Christians would definitely not agree with. And it could make a dramatic difference if people would just wake up and get to the polls and vote for what we know our biblical principles, something that God would approve of.
You know, I'm going to tell you this as a military brat. I was raised, my dad was Air Force, so, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that won't appreciate hearing this, but I would have friends who I knew were voting contrary to my views that would show up at the polls to vote, and I would actually tell them, I go, you know, thanks for coming out to vote. Just because how much I understand the men and women who put themselves between us and those that would do us harm to give us that continued right to go and vote and to not do it, it says something. But I was telling Cater when you guys got here, I went to vote today, I was opening the car door, I thought of my dad. My dad's in heaven now. But I thought, you know, this is what he'd want. And this, he took us, you know, when we would go, or he would go vote, and we learned that way. But now, listen, with the time we have left, I want to make sure you have time to go through some of the curriculum that'll be addressed in the class.
Okay. There's a lot to it, so stop me if we start running out of time.
We've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, just a couple of bullet points. We'll cover the truth about our history as a Christian nation and the faith of our founders, what's being taught as history in our public schools, or actually removed from our history to distort the truth. It's very important to know what's going on. So just understanding the times is another part that we live in. Remembering the sons of Issachar who had an understanding of the time. We need to be equipped like they were to have an understanding of the times that we live in. Being salt and light and standing firm for truth and righteousness in this culture. And I mean, this is just another tool in our toolbox. Of course, we, you know, the Bible is the main tool, but this just adds to our equipping. A basic understanding of our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution and Bill of Rights, and their foundation in God's Word and biblical principles. This is opposite of what's being taught in our schools, right? That our founders were deist or atheist or whatever. That is not the case. And this is very well backed up in this course. Freedoms and liberty come from God, not from government. That's covered quite a bit in the course. And that government exists to protect the God-given rights of the people. That's their purpose under our Constitution. And then under religious liberty, we cover the issue of separation of church and state and how it is being incorrectly defined in our through our court system these days. So that's just a couple of the very many issues that we will cover through the course.
One of the things that stood out to me is you talked about what's being taught in public schools today. And of course, a lot of parents are doing alternatives to public school. They're either choosing Christian school, private school, or homeschool. But I do want to remind the listeners, because, I mean, here in New Mexico, if you listen to this show at all, you know where New Mexico ranks in education. It's important, parents, you can, with kids in public school, make a difference, but you have to be involved in your children's lives.
Right.
Rick, you and I talked before coming on the air when you got here. All these issues, whether it's education, homelessness, the drug issue, the illegal entry into the country, all these issues, the answer is Jesus.
Absolutely. Always the answer to every question.
And that is where we're going to go in this course, starting on the 17th. It's a Monday night. Let's talk directly to that person who's hearing about this and saying, oh, that might be kind of cool. But, you know, the kind of wishy-washy about committing they may be thinking things like, no, I get it. I understand all that. I believe that. But it's too late. It's too late to make a difference. As an individual, even me being equipped isn't going to make a difference.
Well, let me just say, it is cool. And if you want to be cool, you come to the class.
That's from Cool Caters.
She's very cool.
I just want to get to the point, you know. I don't know. I always go back to when I first saw this class and just how it resonated with me in how far away we are from God in our country, number one, and how far away we are from knowing what our rights are.
Yeah.
As we the people, again, I keep saying we the people. And so that is really what I see in this class, is that it's a time to look at the way this country was founded. And it was just a real eye-opener, for me to just remember, wow, all these things. I mean, they're going to say so many different things about our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and all of those papers, Federalist Papers. Those are really important. We're going to see documents, original documents from wall builders. And it's just a really cool class. Let me just say that. I just thoroughly enjoy it. And this time, we plan at the end of each one of our sessions to open it up to some questions, because people get a little fired up and they want to speak up about what they just saw. And and I think this is really going to be eye-opening, but yet a lot of fun.
Steve, I wanted to mention also that we know the battle is the Lord's, and we fight the spiritual battle that we're in on our knees, but we're also called to stand our ground for truth, for righteousness in our culture. Yes. And faith without works is dead, right? So we have faith that God will take care of this mess. We were talking about the mess that we've created here in our country. But we don't want to be the wicked and slothful servant who buries the talent that God has given them. And this country was created given to us by God, and we want to be good stewards of what he has given. So,
amen. Amen. That's a good place to put a bow on this. Rick and Kater Zemke with the Biblical Citizenship Course. It's a life course coming to Calvary Church. If you're not an attendee at Calvary or at any church, it doesn't matter. You're invited. Everyone is invited to this free course. It's going to be a 9-week course, Monday nights. What if someone's looking at the calendar and I can't make all 9 weeks?
We have an option where they can actually pick up on the missed classes online.
Very good.
At their convenience and their time.
Okay, so make sure to get to one of the classes starting June 17th through August 12th. The details are on the web at calvarynm.church. You can go there to find out more, and we'll probably re-air this sometime between now and the end of the course, because even in the midst of the course, we want to encourage people to get there. And today, being Election Day, again, we want to encourage people,
definitely.
Right?
Get out and vote.
Yeah, did y'all already go?
Please vote.
Oh, yes.
You know, I went like at 8:30 this morning, and the machine I got to, I was the ninth person.
It's
after an hour and a half.
The numbers are pitiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get out and vote. It does matter. Kater, Rick Zemke, again, thanks not only for being here, but for the work you've already done and the work you continue to do to make this community in New Mexico a better place to live.
Thank you,
Lord,
Steve.
And thank you for having us, Steve.
All right. Stick around. We're going to talk more about evangelicals and elections. We're going to re-air an interview we did with Focus on the Family staff coming up next on ABQ Connect.